Tensions continue between Germany and the U.S. over Washington's alleged spying on German officials. This time, Berlin has demanded explanation from the U.S. Embassy over allegations that Germany's foreign minister was a target of eavesdropping. This after the whistleblower website WikiLeaks published a document it claimed was a summary of a 2005 conversation by Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier following his trip to the U.S. Former NSA contractor Edward Snowden had previously said that the U.S. spies on officials of all of its European allies, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Robert Nayman is a policy director at Just Foreign Policy, joining us from Urbana. Robert Nayman, Chancellor Angela Merkel was spied on, so you have the foreign minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier now. If nothing happens based on the spying on Merkel, why should this matter?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have a good answer to that. There's tremendous cynicism about this in the United States and Europe. Few people believe that this protest is real. They think that this is a pro forma thing that the German government feels that it has to do to respond to the press reports. They have to pretend to be outraged. And after they pretend to be outraged, you know, the news will change and life will go on.
You know, we do hear about the NSA. We do hear about the spying that's been initiated by the U.S., but we don't hear much about it the other way around. In this case, Germany spying on U.S. and its officials. It is said that all the countries spy on each other. Do you think that there's spying that is going on that we don't hear about, in this case, Germany on the U.S.?
Absolutely. And every time there's one of these revelations, U.S. officials say, you know, are the French willing to say that they don't spy on us? Are the Germans willing to say that they don't spy on us? Of course, these countries have a great incentive to know what their allies are doing. For example, there was just a big confrontation between the U.S. and Germany over the negotiations with Greece, where the U.S. Used its influence in the IMF executive board to make the IMF take a position saying there had to be debt relief for Greece, which was against the German position. Now, obviously, if the U.S. is preparing to defeat Germany in a political confrontation like that, it would be very viable for them to know what German officials are saying to each other in that confrontation. This is, of course, you know, they're not gathering intelligence to bomb German officials. They're gathering intelligence to win a political confrontation with Germany. Having said that, you know, we do, as the public, have an interest in knowing this thing. You know, maybe the diplomatic crisis is overblown, but we still have a right to know what the U.S. government is doing, what the German government is doing, what these other governments are doing. The reason why the U.S. is the biggest scandal is because it has the biggest capacity. It has a greater capacity to spy on others than others do. And, you know, these revelations are showing that, which is why people are responding to that.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Robert Nayman, Policy Director of Just Foreign Policy from Urbana.